Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of the action at Punchestown on Sunday. What a card it is as well. We've got the John Durkin Memorial to look forward to at 2 o'clock. Fantastic chase there. Lord Windermere making his seasonal reappearance across the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner. We're also going to look at two races at Cork on Sunday afternoon. Plenty of good action. And I'm joined on the line by Andy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Yes, very well, very well.
Good, good to hear. We'll dive straight into the action with Punchestown. First race coming up at 12:30. It is a novice's hurdle over 2 miles. Some potentially nice types going to post here, Andy. A sizing network looks a likely enough type, as does Rock the World. It's got a decent feel to it, this first race.
Yeah, it has. It's got a standout runner in this race, though, however, for me, in the shape of Rock the World, who's going to get my nap selection of the afternoon at Punchestown. Really impressed with his victory at Down Royal on his seasonal reappearance. That was in a maiden hurdle when he beat a competitive field quite readily. And he stepped up markedly on that on his latest outing in a Grade 2, the Monksfield Novices Hurdle at Navan, when he managed to finish third behind the hugely promising horse of Gordon Elliott's called Free Expression. The time of that race was absolutely sensational. And they ran the last circuit a couple of seconds quicker than all the other races on the card, including a 2 mile graded race as well. So I think that form is pretty useful, and I like the way Rock the World went through that race. He looked really threatening going down to the last, but his stamina probably just didn't quite last out over that stiff 2.5 miles there on soft ground. But back to more conventional 2 miles and a flatter track. And particularly now the ground in Ireland's drying out like it is over here in the UK, we're only going to get yielding ground this afternoon at Punchestown. It's very much going to play into the strengths of Jessica Harrington's charge. And I expect him to take this race quite comfortably. The size of the network's promising, but the form of his Ferry House race doesn't amount to much. The horse he beat called Crown of Gold can only manage fifth in a main hurdle subsequently. And Torsi's taken a massive step down in trip from 3 miles back to 2. Not sure whether he had the speed to cope with Rock the World. So Rock the World, who's odds against this morning, around about the 5-4, 11-10 mark, I think this horse should be an odds-on shot, and hopefully he'll set Fabio Backers off to a good start in the first race.
Okay, next up is the 1 o'clock. It's a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. And we've got a reasonably short price favourite here in the shape of Totally Dominant. Ironically, for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh, who are totally dominant in this sphere normally. But there are some nice types in opposition here, Andy. Captain Von Trapp and On Impulse, to name but two. Which way are you going in this one?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the ground pans out here today at Punchestown. I think it'll just be on the yielding side. But it won't want to be too deteriorate too much for the favourite here, Totally Dominant, who very much is a good ground horse. As you can see, William Mullins has looked to run this horse mainly in the summer time, and when the ground's good, he's got a lovely, long, flowing stride on him. So he wants soft underfoot conditions to give him a bit of wheel spin here. He's quite a promising horse. Of course, he's yet to run over hurdles. So you have to take it and trust that he's school well, etc., etc. And, you know, he's a nice horse for the future, but I'm not really want to be backing him at odds on this morning, particularly as he's up against one or two horses with previous experience over hurdles. And for me, the form pick is definitely this Ted Walsh horse, On Impulse. Of course, having his first run this afternoon for Ted. Used to be with David Kelly, and under his former trainer, he ran an absolutely brilliant race at Nace on his second start over hurdles, of course, when he was second to Free Expression, the aforementioned Gordon Elliott horse, who I think has got very much his career in front of him. So this was the only one to offer any resistance to that impressive individual in that race at Nice. The time of the race is good. I like the way he went all the way to the line, and I'm sure Ted Walsh has sprinkled a bit of magic dust over this horse in the month that he's had him. And if he's improved since going with Ted, then I think he's going to take a major, major role in this race. He's currently 4-1 this morning, William Hill. I think that's a fantastic each-way bet, given the shape of the race. So one impulse each way, strong choice in the second.
Okay, next up is the 130. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Competitive enough, this one, Andy. We do have a reasonably short price favourite in the form of Light Duties. That one arriving here off the back of a win, as is Follow the Sign and Tipped Up Harry as well. There's a few in-form types here.
Yeah, there is. Light Duties landed a gamble for Charles Burns. Not the first time that Charles Burns has looked the white in the eye of the bookmaker and taken all the euros out of the satchels. And the gamble was very much never in doubt last time out here at this track over 2.6 miles when he cruised into the lead going down the last and quick and quite readily on the running. He looks a nice horse as well, this Light Duties. Still could be very well handicapped off a mark of 108. And he's probably a worthy favourite. You always have to keep your eye on the market with that particular stable. Very much the signals are, if the green light is very much on go, then we follow suit. But we also have probably got a nice each way alternative against this Light Duties in the shape of Follow the Sign, and that's very much the way I want to approach this race. Oliver McKeown has charged, managed to win on his seasonal reappearance. That was at Wexford on bad ground. And I like the way he stayed on in the latter stages there to pull readily clear of some informed performers. The time of the race, again, was good. That was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got that day. And also the final circuit was very good as well, which is also something to look at when I'm following National Hunt Racing. And off the back of that win, he's obviously confident it's going to be high. He also noticeably ran really well over course and distance last year when he was fourth behind the hugely progressive at the time Gil Gamboa. Course went on to win the big race at Leopardstown just after the Christmas period, and of course is going to make into a very nice horse over fences this season. So he's certainly got course and distance form in the bag as well, and at his price, around about 6-1 this morning, he's just the kind of horse I like to plunder each way in a race like this. So Follow the Sign, a really good each way bet in the 130.
Okay, next up is the 2 o'clock. It is the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2.5 miles. What a great race it is as well, Andy. At the time of recording, Boston Bob and Don Cossack, 6-4 joint favourites, 7-1 for Texas Jack, 8s for Lord Windermere, and 25s or bigger the rest. There'll be some people looking at the 8-1 about Lord Windermere and being pretty tempted, but you'd imagine they'll come on for this run, Andy.
I would say so, yeah. The Gold Cup winner's bound to be better in the second half of the season. That's pretty much how his career has gone in the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, he's probably going to be all geared around a tilt at the Gold Cup yet again to try and retain his crown. So we're certainly going to be a watching brief for him today. It looks to be between the main two in the market here, but I've got a real inkling that Don Cossack is going to come of age here today. It's not as though he already hasn't, because this season he seems to have grown up quite markedly. He seems to have more mental resolution and toughness than he's ever had before, because he's been in a couple of battles already this season. He's come out on top quite readily. That win went last time out in Down Royal was not only impressive visually to the eye when he trounced Wonderful Charm, who's a very promising horse in the Nichols camp, but also on the clock as well. He recorded a fantastic time. Even though it was only a three-runner race, he was by far and away the fastest on that card. And considering that Road to Riches won the J & Wine Grade 1 race on that same card, there was quite a marked difference in the two speed figures I got. So Boston Bob has got a mountain to climb for me here today. I'm amazed at his favourite, to be honest. I thought he looked quite laboured that day as well, Boston Bob. True, he's got a very good record here. Boston Bob's won twice here at Punchestown, so he's likely to improve quite significantly on that run. But whether he's good enough to beat Don Cossack over 2.5 miles, considering how Gordon Elliott's horse is at the moment, then I have my doubts. And at 6-4, I'm quite surprised to see Don Cossack second favourite here, and I think you know, he's one of the strongest bets on the card for me. So Don Cossack to continue his superb work in the Grade 1 chase.
Okay, Don Cossack the pick then in the John Durkin Memorial at 2 o'clock. Next up is the 2.30 beginner's chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, where the market well and truly has it between two here. Una 2 at 4-6 at the time of recording, Marla Beach at 11-8, and 20s or bigger the rest. Unfortunately, we've only got the 7 runners, Andy, so we can't thieve some each way money. The market makes it between two here. Is that how you see it?
I do. Yeah, the two class horses dominate. Hopefully they'll both stand up and give us a good race. The eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance and indeed chasing appearance of Una 2 is what we've all been waiting for. He's always been a chaser in the making, and he's basically only been marking time over hurdles. He's obviously had some time off. Yeah, he hasn't run since the Punchestown Festival back in 2013 when he lowered the colours of the Gary Moore train Ubak in a battling finish. I thought he did really well to win that day. He had to dig deep and show what he's all about. He was fourth in what was and has turned out to be one of the best Supreme Novices run at the Cheltenham Festival for many, many years. Of course, that went the way of Champagne Fever. But look at the roll of honour there. Second was My Ten to Yours. Third was Jet Ski, who's now the champion hurdler. So he was certainly in deep that day. And Willie Mullins, his novice chaser this season, have carried all before him. Of course, Vassal Lido won the big race last week, the Drinmore. So we're expecting fireworks this afternoon from Una 2. But he is up against Marla Beach, and regular podcasters will know the affection and the regard I hold of Gordon Elliott's charge in. He was always a very high-class hurdler. In fact, I still think he could be competitive in races such as the World Hurdle if they ever got soft ground over in the at Cheltenham. But unfortunately, he's now going to have to play his trade over the larger obstacles because he's kind of like run out of options in many respects. He was a good second on his seasonal reappearance in his chasing debut behind the Tolo Tank of Ferry House. Very much looking as though he would be better for the run. The softer the ground, the better here this afternoon. And I think because he's already had the run and the experience under his belt, with Una 2 being a little bit of a risky proposition at odds on first time out, I'm going to stick with Marla Beach. He's also have a good deal of time for, and hopefully he'll prove me right as the season progresses.
Okay then, so Marla Beach to get the better of Una 2 in the 2:30. The penultimate race comes up at 3 o'clock. It's a handicap chase over the 2 mile, 6 furlong trip once again. One of the more competitive races on the card at this one, Andy, but still lacking nothing in quality. Grand Gesture at 7-2 at the time of recording from Fox Rock at 4s, 6s or bigger for the rest. But there's plenty that you could see showing a hand here.
Yeah, there is. Quite a few are on the shortlist here. My main two would be Fox Rock and Folsom Blue, a couple of horses who stamina shouldn't be any kind of issues. Fox Rock is a horse I like. He'd be my number one choice. He's got top weight for a reason. His best run last season, clearly on the figures, was when he finished third in the Topaz Novices Chase at Leopardstown behind Carliford Lock and Morning Assembly. And I think if he can repeat that kind of run here today, he's going to be very difficult to beat. He started off his season over hurdles. That came at Navan over 2.7 miles. In a very competitive race, it was won by Pencil Me In. There was loads of fancied horses in that race that day, including the well-handicapped Gallant Oscar. So it's certainly no disgrace to finish fifth that day, looking as though he needed the run. Adrian Heskin, who rode him, certainly wasn't overly hard on this horse in the latter stages. I think he's going to be plying his trade in all the top handicap chases over in Ireland this season. He's bound to land a big pot somewhere along the line. He looks probably the type, perhaps, for one of the nationals, maybe the English or the Irish national later on in the season. So races like this should be absolutely ideal for him. He stays really well, he jumps soundly, and he's got a good run under his belt over hurdles at Punchestown early on in his career. As I said, one of the likely dangers is Folsom Blue, who's got good course and distance form. Unfortunately, he tipped up on his last start. That was early on in the race at Ferry House last Sunday. But providing he's got himself up and dusting himself down, he's definitely got a chance here. He's a course winner. Of course, he was fifth in the Irish National at Ferry House last year behind Shut the Front Door. So he's got plenty of class as well. So Folsom Blue and Fox Rock, the two Fs, are the two they'll be concentrating on in that 3 o'clock.
Okay, two against the field then in the 3 o'clock, Fox Rock and Folsom Blue. And the final race we'll look at from Punchestown is a bumper coming up at 3:30. 2 miles to trip for this one. And we've got an odds on Willie Mullins' favourite in Live, Love, Laugh. Not much do we know about him. But given connections, Andy, we can expect a big run from Live, Love, Laugh here.
We can, yeah. I mean, when I get these bumper races in Ireland, obviously the market is always the main indicator. And Willie Mullins has been the dominant force in them for many, many years. He won this race last year as well with Black Hercules. So obviously he likes to introduce a very similar type or a nice horse in this race. And if Black Hercules is any guide, then Live, Love, Laugh Should certainly live up to the star billing here. He's obviously been put in a very short price, as a lot of willies are. The opposition, what I've seen of them, what I know of them, they don't look particularly strong, so it could mean that Live, Love, Laugh doesn't have a great deal to beat here. Russian Bill, I thought, was quite disappointing at Galway the last time I saw him. That was in a steadily run forerunner affair at Galway when he was easily brushed aside late on by one of Gordon Elliott's called Tycoon Prince. So he's obviously going to have to improve quite markedly. Okitos was beaten at Perth on his rules debut. That was at Perth on soft ground. Again, that race doesn't really amount to a great deal. We've had four runners out that race subsequently. None of them have managed to hit the frame. And Rock and Rhythm as well. He's the other one with a bit of form, but I'm not sure whether that Snow Falcon bumper was anything to shout home about either. So it wouldn't take an above average horse to win this, and William Mullins has got so many good horses in this sphere that clearly a top grade one from his yard should be good enough to win this race. So Lovely Laugh in the final race looks the part.
Okay, we'll move to Cork then. We're going to preview the two best races there. They've got three graded contests, but the 2.45, the Mayor's Novices Chase, features of Vroom Vroom Mag, who's in at something ridiculously short, so we're not going to preview that one. But we'll start with the 1.15, which is a Stayers Novices Hurdle, grade three contest over 3 miles. Really intriguing contest this, Andy. Some really, really nice types going out to post, including the aforementioned Black Hercules for Willie Mullins. Paul Townend gets the leg up, and a deserved market leader here.
I agree with you, Alex. Yeah, I think this is a really mouth-watering affair. I'm probably looking forward to this race the most of all the races this afternoon, because I think we're going to see quite a few promising types, particularly for the future. I think a lot of these are going to make their mark over fences further down the line. Black Hercules has always looked a chaser in the making. In fact, he came from the point-to-point field, didn't he, winning a point-to-point as a four-year-old. The only poor race he ran last year for no explicable reason was at the Punchestown Festival. Maybe the ground might have been a bit too quick for him, but all his performing bumpers last year was good, apart from that one when he was fourth at the Cheltenham Festival. That was an excellent run, of course, in a grade one. He started off his hurdling campaign in the best possible fashion, winning over 2 miles, winning with any mount in hand, actually producing quite a good speed figure to boot. He beat a horse called the Hardy Nailer, who ran quite well in a maiden hurdle the other day. He loves soft to heavy ground. He goes a good gallop. He seemed to jump well on his hurdling debut. He's obviously up in trip, but for a horse that began his life over 3 miles in point-to-points, this is what he's basically been waiting for a long time. So I expected to take this, but do keep your eye on, obviously, No More Heroes and Alpha Desabeau. Both of these horses are held in high regard. They've also got good engines and good futures ahead of them, and I'm sure they'll give the favourite plenty to think about. But Willie Mullins has been dominant in graded hurdles over in Ireland for the last month or so, and I expect the trend to continue in the 1.15 today.
OK, the final race that we're going to look at comes from Cork. It's the 2.15, and it is the Hilly Way Chase, a grade two contest over 2 miles. Twin Light in as 11-8 market leader from Felix Younger at 7-2. That one has been backed. Interesting to see two Willie Mullins charges at the head of affairs. Alderwood next in at 5s and 15-2 or bigger the rest. Interesting, I spoke to AP McCoy earlier this morning, Andy, and he was saying he's gone to Ireland specifically to ride Alderwood. That's the reason he's in Cork this afternoon. You'd have to give Alderwood a chance at the prices, certainly from an each-way point of view, but the Mullins pair are going to be hard to beat.
I think so, yeah. I'm a big fan of Twinlight. I tipped this horse on his seasonal reappearance at Navan, and he didn't let me down. He beat Dave's Hotel and Irish Thistle quite readily. Always jumping well, always travelling well in the hands of Ruby Wars. He got the job done. With the minimum of fuss. We obviously know that he likes Cork as well. He won this race last year, and that was the target, according to Willie Mullins, straight after he won at Navan on his reappearance, that the Hilly Way has always been, if you like, this is Twin Lights Cup final. We know he's not really up to grade one standard. Every time he's running grade one races, he's always come and stuck. So there are limited opportunities for Twin Light, and he tends to save his best form as well for this side of Christmas. All his best form seems to be in the months leading up to the festive period. Anything afterwards, he tends to go off the boil. So he's very much a horse that Willie can press the buttons early on in the season and really, expect to shine at this particular time of the year. And then he tends to sort of taper off. I expect him to win this race this afternoon. Whether it'll be comfortably, I'm not sure, but He's got plenty of horses to good horses to beat, such as his main market rival Felix Younger. I think the ground might be a little bit too soft for Felix Younger, however. Yeah, Felix Younger definitely wants good ground. I'm not sure that the ground's going to be playing into the strengths of Felix Younger this afternoon. All his best form is on a sound surface, and heavy ground this afternoon could be his undoing. You'd certainly have to respect Alderwood. He won't mind the ground, but connections of him, they seem to be campaigning him over further nowadays. He seems to be running over 2.5 miles and 3 miles. Perhaps they feel as though he's lost a bit of his speed. So dropping back to 2 miles against genuine contenders over this trip, that could just find him out. So it's an intriguing affair, but I expect Twinlight to come through with flying colours.
Okay, Twinlight the pick in Cork's 2:15. Great stuff, Andy. Best luck with all those picks in Punchestown and at Cork. Promises to be a fantastic day's racing, and we'll catch up with you in the week.
Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.